You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined right now with very special guest, Otto, to have a chat about their latest single, Mundane. Hi, how are you doing?
Kia ora, kia ora. Hello, everybody. Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. First of all, congrats on the release. You released
thank
that
you.
Last Friday, if I'm correct. The 13th, which is a very spooky day to release a single on. Did you find the date affected how the single went?
I don't know. I think it was kind of funny. We do like pushing a little bit on some of the, what do you call it, conventionally assumed normal buttons.
Yeah.
So I just kind of took it as a bit of a joke, to be honest.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. Tell us a little bit about the single. Like, what inspired it? What was the meaning behind it? Tell us a little bit about the lyrics.
Mundane, as I assume a lot of people would already know the meaning of.
Mm.
It's just kind of... It's a song kind of poking fun at the monotonous and repetitive nature of, like, the life we get stuck in sometimes. And that's not to say, because I know plenty of people who love their work, and it's not to say we didn't like what we were working for, like the kaupapa, the purpose. The song's not about that. It's just about sometimes things are just repetitive, and there are some things though that don't need to be, like,
yeah,
like arguments that you have with friends and or spouses or or situations that you felt, you know, we all reached a mutual agreement, and then for some reason somebody brings it up 2 weeks later. It's like, oh, we don't have to go back there. Mundane kind of makes fun of that. And if you've already listened to the song, and maybe others have already, as well, it takes a particular angle towards work, but it's never really overly explain so that people can make sense of it for themselves and shout mundane to whoever or whatever they want to shout mundane at.
Oh yeah, that's cool. What was the writing process like for this track?
That's a really good question. I think because both, you know, there's two of us in Aro,
Tefano,
myself and my wife, and we definitely view the world very differently from each other. And so we just kind of juggle up real life experiences and stories where we felt like shouting, man, that's just stupid, or that's just dumb. And then try to translate that into lyrics, and we hope that that it resonates with people. And then the Reo Māori part, of course, is where I come in. I try to think Te Reo Māori first, because just like our sign language, if for our signers out there, Te Reo Māori sign language and Te Reo Pākehā sign language is different in some words, and similarly in songwriting, like how we say something in English, we might not use the same words for translation. It'll mean the same thing. So it's been really fun just exploring different analogies and metaphors, because Te Reo Māori is so metaphoric. That go with this kind of piss take of a song.
That's cool though. How did you find that? You said you and your wife have very different, like, worldviews. Do you find when you're writing that they, like, clash, or do you think it kind of, like, adds to the writing process and, like, makes the songs?
I personally think it adds to the, and I say personally because maybe Em...
she thinks otherwise. She's like, sick of you already.
But even, like, we've kind of learnt to... Well, at least we're trying to, that even if there's a clash, maybe there's an opportunity to for that emotion in the song. Because those are all real things that we all go through. That like, not everything works out, we don't always agree, and then what is the place of love in that? And there's plenty of, I feel like, with you know, since COVID and governmental bodies, you know, and all the different things they change and implement, I think there's so many contrasting things that lead us into different conversations and maybe arguments with people who are really close to us. But that's not to say that we stop loving them. And so, I think that's always the biggest thing we try to carry on as Aro, being their first root word in Aroha.
Yeah. It's a really cool sentiment to like carry into everything you do and all of your music. Yeah. Did you have any specific musical influences while you were writing this track, or just this album in particular?
I think what we try to go with, actually, you'll hear it in the beginning of Te Whānau, is like the sound of a train track, like a steam train, chugging along, because it just it just feels like long train running. You're just on the train ride, and you sometimes don't even know where it's going.
Yeah,
and then but you don't want to press stop, because what happens if you press stop? Yeah. So there's that kind of, for me anyway, that kind of metaphor, even in the musical side of it. That's where it kind of came from, and naturally we got our band together and kind of just let them have a turn at interpreting it for themselves. And so what you hear, the final product, is actually just a real collaboration of creatives deciding this sounds like where it should go.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was such a fun process. Yeah. And I think we're really fortunate to even have that time. And just so stoked.
That's so awesome. This is the second release off of an album you've got coming out later this year in March, am I correct?
Yeah.
Where would you say this like sits within the rest of the album? Like, would you say it's like, I don't know.
Kind of the realization, because Tā Wowo, which is the album I'm coming out, is a Māori term to define a place that is beyond perception. And so the song kind of explores, the album, as a story, as a narrative, explores what it would be like to glimpse something that's really like pleasant. But you barely catch it. And so in sorting out, trying to find this place, almost like Platform 9 3/4, like it's, does it really exist? And then you go on this journey and of trying to figure that out. And so Mundane kind of sits towards, I think, the latter half of it, where you making these conclusions and realizing, oh, some of this stuff is just like, is either pointless or I don't know why I'm doing it. Like it sits in those two kind of categories. Yeah, but there's a whole journey before that, and it's reflective of a real life journey of our family moving into a caravan and learning about what that looks like.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Do you have a favorite song off of Tā Wowo?
Oh, my favorite song is Whakataratara. And it's kind of about trying to ignore what's obvious.
Yeah.
I think there's heaps of English idioms about, like, you know, the monkey on your back or the elephant in the room. Yeah, it's kind of about that. It sings around that. So even the song itself kind of feels like something's, they're trying to say something, but they're not really saying it.
Yeah.
But I loved making that song. It goes up and down. It's a roller coaster of a ride, Te Whānau. So I'd definitely put that one on your must listen when the album comes out.
Awesome. You also released a music video alongside this single. What was that experience making that like, and coming up with concept for it, and how you were gonna, I don't know, do everything in that?
Well, we kind of let the music guide it, so we had an idea to have it on the trains, but because of the nature of it, it really took me to kind of the beauty school dropout in the Grease movie.
Oh yeah,
that kind of setting of like roller skates and milkshakes and it's got that kind of swing to it, that swag to it, I guess. And that, thankfully, the person we work with, Luke, he's a dreamer, much like us. We just gave him an idea and I was like, yeah. And then when he came back to us, it just completely evolved into this thing that we weren't sure we were going to pull together. We just kept chugging on, and people came through. That's something else you need to know about us too, Te Whānau, whoever the listeners are out there. We called on our people through social media to come have a roller skate with us, and we'll give you pizza and sushi and Yeah. There was a significant like group of people that turned up, and with their kids, because our songs are a family friendly as,
yeah.
and adults get to enjoy it too. And I think, yeah, that's I don't know how we found ourselves in this place, but yeah, we're family friendly, where adults can enjoy us and the kids can dance to us. It's a privilege to be in that kind of, I don't know, I don't even know if you'd call it a genre. I don't know what you would call it.
I don't know either. But it's really cool. It's really special.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's on the horizon for Otto for this year? Like, what's coming up next, other than you got things in the works?
Yes. Ta Wowo. So when Ta Wowo comes out, we actually launch it with a tour. And so we're going to be travelling to all the most beautiful places that we've found while living in a caravan and just playing there. And we're going to essentially just invite anybody who's... we're going to invite the whole country to just meet us at these places and come enjoy nature with our music with us. Like, there's not going to be any expectation of tickets or anything like that. And I'm being wary to call it... we're not sure what to call it yet, because it's... But because we want it to be valuable for everybody. But it's just know that we're going to turn up and just play to... play to the beautiful scenery and space, and for all the people there will definitely be opportunity to participate. We may be making songs on the fly with whoever's there.
That's so awesome.
That's our dream. We're making it come true. We're actually talking with different mana whenua up and down Te Waipounamu. We're also looking to work with DOC in some of the places, because they're DOC sites. So just keep an eye on our social media pages, Ite Whānau. We're not sure what to call it. It's going to be like the secret magic. I don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know what we're calling it. But we're going to all the magical places that we've found, and we're just going to sit up there and perform. Whoever's there is going to be it's not going to be the same. Every place is going to be different, because the people there are going to be different people every time. And so, we're going to play to that. Yeah.
Awesome. That's a really cool idea. And I hope you come up with a name for it, because...
yeah, same.
yeah. Because I don't know if you can tour without a name for the tour.
No. We'll just call it question mark. Nah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that was all the questions I had. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, but just a good luck and congratulations to everybody during orientation week.
Yeah.
It's education and learning is fun as.
And, hell yeah.
And what makes it even funner is if you find a question to stump your lecturers. That's the best. Like, just, if you're getting bored, find a tricky question.
Just leave them speechless.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. That's good advice. I've got one of your older tracks queued up now, Moko Moko.
Oh, cool.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been lovely to chat. Everyone go listen to Mundane and get super hyped for the album coming out later this year. Thank you so much. This is Otto.
Sure.
Stars aligned, everything feels right. Took a chance, didn't let it fly by. Sky dilating, confidence missing. Keep counting all the time. Kapuritya, matikanga, kyamba, katitara, kitenga, katina, konga.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.